adventures between the Arctic and Antarctic. Listen to Arvid Fuchs on the Ocean Change podcast. Welcome to this podcast episode, which we produce on board Dagmar Orn. This is Bärbel in Flensburg.
And this is Arvid in Flensburg, on board of Dagmar Orn.
And the engine is already running.
Yeah, I just started the engine, so we are just about to leave the port. And so, everything is in C-shaped condition, and we are ready to go.
You are happy to leave?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, after all these weeks of working in the shipyard and organizing everything, so it feels very, very good to be on board again with the crew and start our next project.
The crew consists of 10 members, which are very experienced members and new ones. And are there special rules on board?
Well, yeah, it's a combination of both. So we have the crew members that have been sailed with us many times, and they are the ones who have the experience. And then we have some young scientists and some younger people, but they are all very enthusiastic about the ship and the trip, and so they will learn very fast, I'm pretty sure. And so it's a good atmosphere to have, a combination of young people and older people on board, and women and men, and just the combination is quite nice. And really looking forward to it. And of course, we do have some rules, mainly as far as security goes. So I will advise everybody once we leave the port. So we will go very slowly, and everybody will be introduced with the safety measurements and the men overboard, for example, and to avoid any dangerous fire on board, which is a big hazard, and many other things. So, but this is kind of routine. So you do that every once you go on a longer trip. And that's how we're going to start.
After all these weeks and months at home, do you have to get used to living on board? I mean, your only private place is the berth, and you share everything with 9 other people.
Yeah, but the boat is so familiar to me. So I spent a good part of my life here on board of Dagmar Orn, together with Brigitte and some of the crew members. They've been sailing with us from the very early beginning, basically. And you just change your lifestyle. And you have very little, if any at all, privacy on board. And so you kind of have to like this kind of simple life as it is on a boat like that. And certainly I do like this kind of life and leaving everything behind, which you sometimes don't really need, and all the luxury or whatever. So if you come in a port and there's a shower available, you will very much appreciate a shower, because we don't have a shower on board. And by living that way and sailing on a boat like that, you appreciate other things in life which you have in abundance while you are ashore. And so I think sometimes it's a good step back to live in a simple way, but I don't miss anything once I'm here on board. Everything is there, what I need. And sometimes it's just, it's amazing with how little things you can be happy.
What are the special values of living on board and of living with nature?
Yeah, as you said, so you live very close to nature. And when I get up in the morning or midnight or whenever, get out of my bunk, so I step on deck and look into the sky, and how the weather situation is, if there are clouds, if it's sunny, if it's windy, if it's stormy, or if it's dead calm or whatever. So you live with nature and with the sea and the weather. And so that's where your major focus is on. And so I really like to be out in the open, and I like the oceans. And if you travel on an ocean, you need a boat, of course. And here we are on Dagmaren, and she can travel wherever you want to go.
And you head up north again to the Outer Hebrides. Have you been there before?
Yeah, the Outer Hebrides is an amazing area. So we've been there twice already, and it's challenging because you got strong tidal currents, like in the Pentland Firth and some other areas, and you really have to time it right to get through it, and you have to have a close look on the weather. But otherwise, it's just fascinating. You get the feeling that you are somewhere on the other side of the world, but it's still Europe. It's not that far away, and so it's very pretty. Also, from the cultural point of view, you got the Celtic culture, and we will probably visit Ireland and some of these remote uninhabited islands where you can only stay at anchor and do some exploring around the island. So it's just gorgeous. I love that. On the other side, of course, we will keep collecting data for the scientific institutes. So it's a mixture of both.
Do you think somehow you see climate change up north in Scotland, in the Outer Hebrides, as well as you do it in the Arctic?
I think you can see it everywhere, meanwhile. It was just on the news that the seawater temperature in the Skagerrak in the North Sea and the Eastern Atlantic is about 5 degrees higher than it's expected to be at this time of the year. This is not only amazing, it's very worrying, because 5 degrees make a big difference for the flora and fauna in the oceans, and also for the weather, where we will have to deal with the weather patterns, so everything seems to be changing, and this is not good.
So that's why you collect data for the scientists. That's why you have marine tech on board. We talked about this in the last episode, and it's so important that you not only travel the world, travel the oceans, and enjoy the nature, but that you collect data everywhere where you and the Dagmaren are.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but there's a good cooperation between the scientific institutes and some young scientists who will join us on part of the voyage. There's the experts who can analyze what's going on. But on the other side, I feel myself as a very privileged person, that I have access to areas where hardly anybody goes. I've been doing this for so many years or decades by now, so I just want to contribute something to the whole discussion and collect data. Because scientists say we need data, especially from areas where there are not so many ships underway, I'm just happy to do so.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a German term, but in Germany, the scientists say these ships, as your ship, is a ship of opportunity, because you are in remote areas where no research vessels have access to.
Yeah, that's true. And also, these big research vessels are extremely expensive, and they run on a tight time schedule, and they usually can't go into these shallow areas where we can go with a ship like Dagmaren. The time factor is for us not so important, because we can stay wherever we like to stay for a while and collect data or whatever, which usually is not possible for a research vessel. We are not a research vessel, but we are well equipped, and we are just trying to contribute just a small piece to get a picture of what's going on in the oceans.
And that's so important. Arvid, what do you love most at this special expedition? It's one of, I don't know, how often you already started to another expedition. So what do you love most of starting an expedition?
To be quite honest, I don't know the number of this expedition, so I stopped counting. So this is the fifth part of the Ocean Change Project, which we started a couple of years ago. And it was very tense before you start, because you always have to do a couple of last-minute jobs and get everything into ship-shape order, store everything, make sure that you haven't left anything behind and that you're well prepared. And then once you cast off the lines, so you're basically free. And this is a great feeling. I mean, just leave everything behind and live on this small little platform, which we call a ship, and which with the people who are very enthusiastic, and with the crew, and just heading out to sea, waiting for new adventures, of course, and doing what we plan to do, collecting data and getting into contact with other people. So it's just so wonderful to be able to do this kind of job.
And you know what? Only a few minutes left and you are free, because everybody else is waiting for the Dagmar On to start. But we are still podcasting here. There are two camera teams who are waiting to shoot footage for the TV stations, and we are sitting here and enjoy podcasting. But I think we should come to an end, but we won't do this unless we have told you how you can be on board Dagmar On during this expedition, because Arvid has a new gadget, a webcam.
Yeah, we have a webcam that doesn't show the boat itself, but it's looking over the top of the bowsprit and what is lying in front of the boat, and you can get an impression how the sea conditions are, if there are maybe some whales or some other ships, or I don't know what's going to happen. And so we will have to shut it down every once in a while, because it's energy consuming, of course, and we're here with a sailboat. And so, but whenever it's possible, we switch it on, not on a regular schedule, but we will switch it on every once and then. And and you can join us not only looking at the data, the weather pattern and the scientific data, but you can also get a visual impression of how the weather is going to be.
Yes, and you have access to all these information on the website of Arvid Fuchs, arvid-fuchs.de. And there is an English edition of this website, and there you have access to this site where you find the position of the Dagmar On, and where you can enjoy looking at the webcam, and you get the latest information about Dagmar On. And we will publish new episodes very often, but not regularly, but whenever Arvid has time and whenever the weather conditions are so that we can podcast and the internet. And so we recommend subscribing to this podcast so you won't miss any new episode. So and now we look forward to start a new expedition. I will leave Dagmar On right now and Arvid will be free.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to this trip and to this new expedition. So, and we will talk about it soon, Babel.
Okay, so do we. Thank you, Arvid.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was the podcast Ocean Change by Arvid Fuchs and Babel Fenig.